Truvada, you might have heard about it. It's a reasonably well-known AIDS treatment drug. It's a cocktail of retrovirals or antiretrovirals. I'm not a chemist. I'm not entirely sure. But what it is interesting about it is it's also approved for prevention of HIV. Now, it's recently approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration in Australia for use locally. Talk about this, Matthew Vaughan. He's the principal planner from ACON, the AIDS Council of New South Wales. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, how big a deal is Truvada being sort of available now?
Look, it's quite a big deal. It's something that we're very excited about for anybody that's involved in HIV prevention and certainly for gay men. For the last 30 years, we've been talking about HIV testing. We've been talking about condoms. And this is a new prevention strategy that we're able to engage in a conversation with gay men about.
So you literally take the pill as a preventative. Well, I think it's, pre-exposure prophylaxis?
Prophylaxis, that's right.
Yeah.
So what it is, it's a once-a-day pill that you take to prevent HIV. Truvada is the brand name of the drug, mm-hmm. Which was originally used as a treatment for people with HIV. But in about 2014, it was approved by the World Health Organization to be used as a preventative medication.
I imagine that for people with HIV positive partners, this must be incredible.
Look, it's got effectiveness with gay men, and particularly those men that are in serious discordant relationships or with in a relationship with a positive person, but also for people that are enjoying their their life, mm-hmm. With declining condom use, or people that traditionally condoms aren't working for,
So it's another option, basically, for people to take a bit of control over sexual health.
That's right. And so what we're finding is that people that is giving people options. So whereas before it was kind of, yes, you have condoms and that was kind of it, but this is a nice medical breakthrough that provides people with a different option that they can use, giving them control, giving them confidence. Particularly what we know is that this is the first prevention strategy for HIV that is really taken outside of the sexual encounter. Mm. So particularly condoms you compromise and talk to with your partner at the time, whereas this is something that you can take once a day at a regular time and know that you're protected. And that's quite amazing stuff.
It is quite amazing. Is it affordable is the question I'd have to ask, because I know we've seen some issues around the affordability of treatment medications for AIDS.
Yeah, look, it's unfortunately at this point, it's been approved by the TGA, and there are some issues around affordability for Truvada. But recently in New South Wales earlier this year, thanks to Minister and the New South Wales Ministry of Health, they released the EPIC New South Wales study, which is about getting PrEP to 3,700 of the people at highest risk of HIV. And if you're eligible against the criteria, which can be found at endinghiv.org.au or EPIC New South Wales study, I'll give those websites later on,
please.
But that will give free Truvada or free PrEP to people that are at those highest risk. So in the short term, while we're waiting for the pharmaceutical benefit scheme to make it affordable, that is one option for people. Another option is that some people are importing the drug, so there is cheaper versions or generic versions of the drug available in other countries. And there is information on the website about how to import it if you're ineligible or ineligible for the EPIC study.
Look, I know with a sort of a big plan to try and end HIV transmission by 2020, this must be a real boon for Australia.
Yeah, that's what we're really hoping, particularly here in New South Wales, but throughout Australia. When we look at the idea of ending HIV by the year 2020, this is going to be one of the key steps to doing that. So this biomedical prevention, in term, along with getting people onto treatment. So we know that testing early and starting treatment early is another great way of preventing HIV, but also in getting to the ending HIV by 2020.
Matthew, thank you so very much. Just give us those websites one last time for anyone listening who's interested in getting involved.
Sure. For more information about the EPIC study, you can go to epic-newsouthwalesstudy.org.au or you can go to endinghiv.com.org.au/prep.
Matthew, thank you so much for talking to us.
Not a problem. Thanks very much, Dean.
Yes, Matthew Vaughan, Principal Planner from ACON, about Truvada being available in Australia. Could be a massive step forward for Australia's HIV transmission prevention program.